Merry Christmas. It is so wonderful to see you all here tonight, gathered together. Thank you for coming and being together here at this time. I want to share something that I hope you will be able to leave with tonight. It's a phrase, a word, maybe even just a thought, just one thing that I want to share with you this evening. And I want to share with you an experience that I had just a couple of weeks ago. I really believe that reflecting and knowing and entering into our experiences provides us understanding. Someone once said that theology is basically reflecting our experiences. It's where we find meaning, finding those things that we experience and learning from them and hearing them. I just want to share an experience I had from a couple weeks ago. My daughter, Elizabeth, is a teacher. She teaches orchestra music in Connecticut, and she teaches middle school, which is the group that she loves the most. And she has a passion for music and a passion for teaching, and she loves it. We're in touch all the time. Sometimes as she's coming home from work, she'll give me a call, or we text during the day, we keep in touch. And recently, I was actually here at church, and I was leaving to go home for a Zoom meeting. I had a few Zoom meetings coming up, and I wanted to catch a bite to eat before I did the Zoom meetings. And I'm leaving the building here, and as I'm walking to my car, I get this text, and the text simply said, "Lockdown." That makes you stop in your steps. Lockdown. And I knew what a lockdown would be in her school. The students would have to go and hide behind, in her room, instruments. The shades were drawn. They'd be quiet. And I said, "What's going on?" She said, "I don't know. The security's running down the hall saying, lockdown, lockdown, lockdown." And I said, "Are you guys okay? Do you know what's going on?" She said, "I don't know what's going on. But my students are quiet, and we're sitting here." Then she texted to me, "Love you," with a heart after it. And then I texted back, "Love you," and I lost it in my car. About 20 minutes to a half hour went by, I heard nothing, until finally I got the text, "Soft lockdown," meaning that whatever that threat was had lessened, and the students were able to kind of talk and be part of the classroom and stay in those rooms for the rest of the day, not leave that classroom. So whatever teacher was there stayed with those students throughout the day. As a matter of fact, the next day at class, she had another middle school class, another one of her classes, who said to her, one of the children raised a hand and said, "Can we practice a lockdown? I want to know what I need to do if I'm in this room for a lockdown." That phrase, though, when she said to me, "Love you," we say it all the time. I'm sure you do, too. Folks you talk to, people who care for. When I talk on the phone with her, I say, "Okay, take care, we'll see you, love you." It's kind of a way we say goodbye, "Love you." But that moment, that "love you," created anxiety in me because of the deep love that I have for her and she has for me. And it was one of those moments of, this meant something a lot more than, "Hey, take care, we'll see you, yeah, I love you." It had a whole different significance to it, a whole different meaning. All that love meant in that moment was in that text. I share that with you because that was a couple of weeks ago. I did go to my Zoom meeting, and I shared with the folks at that Zoom meeting what I had just gone through. I was ready to blow off the Zoom meeting, but everything had kind of resolved itself. But what it did was it invited me to reflect upon how there are things that we do every day in our lives, and yet there are those moments that just focus us in, draw us in. And as we gather together tonight for this feast of Christmas, what I think this feast can be about, it's about many things. We gather here, whether it's here or someplace, we gather every year, we celebrate Christmas. Just like we say, take care, love you. Christmas can go by. But I want to invite you this Christmas to listen to what I think this feast is about. It's about many things, but one key thing I think it's about. I think this is about God, the Creator, the Holy One, the Holy Mystery, the Other, saying to us simply, I love you. I love you. I know you hear that all the time. We who preach say God loves us, although I'm not always convinced we really believe that in our lives. But this is God, the Creator, saying, I love you. I've loved you since I created you. I loved you in your mother's womb. I've loved you. And I'm sending my Son, Jesus the Christ, into your midst to show you this love, to express that love. For this Jesus to show you what that love can look like. Do you know how deeply I love you? There was no room in the inn that night that Jesus was born, the way Luke's gospel tells us. It's difficult to find room sometimes in the midst of our lives, in the midst of our days and our goings and comings and what we're doing, what we're about, in our frantic anxiety and different things we're going through. It's hard for there to be room in the inn. So often for me, that inn represents the world we live in and how difficult it is for Jesus to get into that. But I think that's precisely why Jesus come into this world, to enter into our lives, to show us what it means to love. And the rest of the gospel, the rest of Luke's gospel, which we started with today with the birth of Jesus, will show us how Jesus is showing us what it looks like to love, what it looks like to be like that. And so if you can connect the dots here in my thinking, that experience 2 weeks ago with my daughter just, I can't wait to see her tomorrow. We're getting together for Christmas, actually Sunday. I want to share that kind of thought with you tonight. In the midst of the inn that we're living in the midst of this time of COVID, in the midst of the anxieties and fears and opinions and ideas about that creates conflict, let us not be so into that inn where that's going on that we somehow can't feel that love that God has for us, this love that Jesus wants to touch our lives with. Let's open our lives to that and notice that tonight. I invite you to that tonight. I invite you this evening when you come forward for the Eucharist, for communion, when you return to your pew, to sit quietly and just in quiet hear God saying to you, I love you. I love you. I don't know how to do anything else. It's all I know how to do. Hear that this evening. As you're fed with the Eucharist, hear God saying to you, I love you. And let us go forth into this world, into the various inns that we enter into, and bring that love, express that love, and let it transform not only our lives, but this world around us. So, Merry Christmas.